Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Tomorrow is the first day of squirrel hunting season.
Woo!
There's a bag limit. Care to take a guess how many? Take a guess.
50.
Lower.
Okay, 10.
That is the limit.
10. Oh, 10 yeah. Squirrels is all you can do.
11 squirrels? Right to the who's gal.
Are you familiar with the concept of the porch goose? It's just a simple goose that's it's like $20, but it's like made out of plastic. A lot of people are putting sand inside it so it'll weigh down on your porch.
Okay.
So, you know, porch pirates won't steal your porch goose. And then there's
because they are so popular.
Because there's so many outfits you can get for them.
Okay, so it's like a little statue of a goose.
Yeah, and then you buy outfits.
You can dress it up.
By whatever season you want to do it. Right now, the 250th anniversary of America is very popular. Red, white, and blue, patriotic goose.
Okay. So like St. Patrick's Day, you can
anything.
Put a little like
oh,
a
yeah.
little yeah, people, shillelagh outfit on it.
People have summer gooses. You
Christmas
know,
where
they,
goose.
Yeah, they have margaritas and hats on and sunglasses and things like that. Right now, they're super hot at Walmart. I dare you to search for porch goose on TikTok because that will be all that comes up on TikTok.
I don't even need to. You just saying it somewhere near my phone
yeah, it's already,
is enough. Now yeah, I'm going to see
it heard it.
Videos yeah. of is it porch geese if you're talking about multiple porch gooses?
I never gooses, geese? I would imagine you know, plural would be geese.
Porch geese.
Porch geese.
Porch geese are taking over America.
Are they going to have Portuguese porch geese?
This is the 2026 version of that piece of wood that was painted to look like an old lady bending
oh,
over
yeah.
your yard they from like around 1999.
Yeah. It is.
I mean, there should be some kind of chart because there's things that just like all of a sudden they take over.
Yeah.
Like the porch goose is going to be replaced within a year by some new
weirder.
Thing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there was a while where you were buying statues of frogs.
Frogs, gnomes.
Gnomes? All right, so how many of these have you been through, Woody? Like, what?
Well,
this is the Woody Eras tour of things that were in his, like, mulch.
Well, my girlfriend loves the gnomes, but most of them are inside
okay.
gnomes. So, actually, she likes to take a bath and be surrounded by gnomes. And we have...
Wait!
we have a bathroom.
This is an entire show itself.
On the side.
I like to bathe. I like to be naked and covered in bubbles.
And be stared at by the non-blinking eyes of all the gnomes that are all around me.
Of gnomes. This is the stuff of nightmares for most people.
Well, I have all kinds of different gnomes. There's actually gnomes that sit on toilets with their phones. There's gnomes that are peeing rainbows, that kind of stuff. So
this is classy stuff.
It is nice.
Okay,
I'll take a picture of it next time I'm in my bathroom.
So we've got you've got a porch goose.
Mm-hmm.
You've got gnomes.
Mm-hmm.
There was frogs.
Yes.
Did you ever have one of those wooden signs that looked like an old lady was bending over in the yard?
My mom had one. I never purchased
okay,
one
right.
myself. You know,
just
I think yeah.
secondary old lady bending over in the yard. Are there any other things that you have?
That would you, I would like to admit to.
You would admit to that were in your bushes.
No, not right now. I do have a couple of frog planters, but that's in the backyard.
All right. So
All
some
right.
are visible from the street.
Yes.
Others are for private time.
So, that's right.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
People were concerned when they saw a tower of black smoke coming up from downtown Nashville yesterday in the middle of the day. It turns out nobody was hurt, but it was a fire inside a historic building right next to the John Bon Jovi bar.
Oh, wow.
downtown Broadway near 4th Avenue. Turned out it was most likely a fire caused by the HVA system. The building was under kind of rehab,
right,
being worked on, so nobody was hurt. That's a great thing.
Yeah, no kidding. Because we are frightened by so many things in Tennessee, here's a new one. The Asian needle ants are starting to be seen in Tennessee. They have a very painful sting, and some people have allergic reactions to them, and they can be life-threatening. So,
oh, great.
They're little small dark ants with light brown legs, notorious for painful bites. So enjoy that. They may be hiding in your mulch right now.
Just another thing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever they are, they're expensive because everything is these days.
Exactly.
I don't know how that works, but it's true, I'm sure. So if you bought an iPhone 15 or 16 in any of the different forms, you may be getting a check from Apple.
Nice.
They settled a lawsuit because when they were selling the iPhone 16 and 15, they were claiming it had Apple Intelligence with a special new Siri artificial intelligence involved, which never really came around.
Mm-hmm.
So as of just a couple of days ago, they settled a lawsuit for $250 million. So basically, anybody who bought one of those phones, you will probably be getting a notice from Apple. You could be getting anywhere from $25 to a $95 check.
I like that. Very cool. A difference with all the money going out. Maybe something coming in. It's a reverse bucket list. Something you've done before that you'll never do again.
We had our friend Mamie, who runs Seacrest Studios over at Children's Hospital.
Yeah, we were over there playing bingo yesterday.
She told us on her reverse bucket list is Lookout Mountain Incline Railway.
Oh,
near
yeah.
Near Chattanooga, which is a train that
goes straight up.
A 72-degree incline up the mountain.
Wow. Yeah.
It was created in 1895 and possibly never serviced since.
I'm sure it's sturdy. It's fine. Yes.
I've been on that one. Maybe I get it. I understand why never again comes up.
On Facebook, Robin has chimed in something kind of similar. Going up to the top of the St. Louis Arch, I did it. It was terrific, but I think the claustrophobia might get me now. I think it's just scary going to St. Louis. I don't care about the arch. Just going to St. Louis. I'll never do that again.
Yeah. Kirsten, oh, I want to know the stories. I would love to see the video. After you drank your 100-ounce beaker of blue margarita.
Wow.
She said that was that's on her never again list.
Yeah, the reverse bucket list. 100 ounces of margarita.
I mean, she included a picture of it, which is like it's in danger of being hit by a ceiling fan, it looks like.
It's big.
And it is bright blue.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of liquid. And I don't know what it would look like on the other end of things, like
after. After it makes its magical journey through your body.
But I'm sure beyond the alcohol, it was an experience.
All right, we should mention ours. I would say bungee jumping. We did it once in Albany, New York when we were working there. And I think the way we did it, I would never do again because we were on a crane over the parking lot bar, you know, the parking lot of a bar. So it would have been concrete had something gone wrong.
It was pretty high up.
Yeah.
And staring down at black pavement was terrifying.
Yeah. Never do that again.
Although it really wouldn't make any difference if it was grass or water.
True. Yeah.
You'd still be dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Just be more dead.
My reverse bucket list item never again is let's get the family together and spend a night inside a train car at the Chattanooga Choo Choo Hotel, which sounds marvelous and magical.
You can actually stay in a train car.
An actual train car. You can, your family, it's like a hotel room for the night.
Yeah.
It was the worst thing ever. It's basically just a big giant metal garbage can that you're sleeping in, and everything said within 5 square miles just echoes through there. There's nothing but noise. Just if you want the experience, get a metal garbage can, Do they make those anymore? I don't know. Put it over your head and then have your family beat the side of that can with sticks.
With rubber mallets or something. Yeah.
That's your night's sleep.
We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Tree Fellers. Contact them if you need some trees removed. LocalTreeFellers.com. All right, we have Kirsten in Columbia for the ladies. Naveed in Nashville for the guys. Good morning, y'all.
Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome. All right, let's get to know you a little bit with a warm-up question. Let's start with you, Kirsten. What's something that used to be in Nashville that you miss?
Green space.
Green space. Right, yeah, it's all
that's
concrete.
True. It's disappearing.
Naveed, what about you? Something that used to be in Nashville that you miss?
I live in Bellevue, and they had this old red caboose park that was just made out of wood, and then they tore it down because there was poison in it or something.
Mm.
So I miss the old park for sure.
You miss the poison.
Miss the Bellevue poison. Yeah. Yeah.
I was always sick whenever I left that place, and I never knew why.
I missed a good reason to call in sick to work.
The more you know.
Exactly.
All right. Nicely done. Great get acquainted question. Let's begin the game with a multiple choice.
All right. Kirsten, does Modelo beer come from Japan, Canada, or Mexico?
Oh, it's my favorite beer. Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay. Naveed, concealer, mascara, or setting spray? Which cosmetic should you apply first? Concealer, mascara, or setting spray?
I'm going to say mascara.
No. Concealer.
Concealer.
First to go down.
So you hide all your terrible things.
In guy terms, that's your primer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. All right, you can take a big lead here, Kirsten. The pitch is what they call the field of play in what sport?
Baseball.
Ooh. No, it kind of sounds right, but it's wrong.
It's soccer.
Soccer. Or football, as they call it in Europe.
With you, football.
Football.
Naveed, Greenwise Market is the organic line of food at which supermarket?
Oh, my gosh. I'm gonna say screw.
Okay.
Throwing it back at Kirsten. Greenwise Market is the organic line of food at what supermarket?
Whole Foods?
No, it's Publix.
Okay, so you get a point for that.
Okay, it's 1-1.
All right, here we go. Last set of questions. Kirsten, South Park is a long-running animated series. It takes place in what state?
Colorado
is right. Okay.
Naveed, you got to get this one to send it to overtime. Banana Boat is a brand of what?
Oh, sunscreen.
Sunscreen. That's right. Okay, yeah. We have us a tie. We break the tie with Name That Tune with lyrics.
How many lines from a song, up to five, will you need? Kirsten?
36.
We'll put it at five.
All right.
What about Naveed? Can you do it in less than five?
I could do four.
Kirsten, can you do it in less than four? Or do you want to make him do it?
I could try three, but I make no promises.
Oh, this is such a bizarre turn. Naveed, you want to do it in two or make her do it?
Give me two. I'll try two.
Two, okay.
Let's make this bidding process go on forever.
Kirsten, would you like to do it in one line or give it to Naveed to do it?
Give it to him.
All right, give it to him. All right.
Here you go. Famous song. Here's two lines, Naveed. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
What on earth is that song?
Jude?
Hey, Jude?
Close enough.
Yeah. See, you could have done it in one person, but you never know.
Congratulations. Naveed, you've got concert tickets. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Happy 1 month anniversary to Waymo. They've been in Nashville for about a month.
The robo taxis with no driver.
Yes, and they're causing problems all around. It's interesting, the mayor made a statement about it. It's been causing some issues, and they're looking into it. Of course, you said yesterday that they are actually going to be able to start giving tickets to the Waymos.
That's what I hear in a lot of cities, because they're trying to figure out, well, what do we do when he breaks a law that
right.
we would give a ticket to a human driver
right.
for?
And right now, they're just kind of blocking traffic. Channel 5 had an interesting video that somebody took. Of course, you know, now you can just take out your phone if you're stuck in traffic mm-hmm. and video. And had three Waymos in a row that were all going in different directions while they were waiting at a train crossing.
Now what's he going to do? Look here. So old boy just turned off the pike. There goes Waymo. He can't get out of the way now. He's right there in front of that dump truck. Look at him. Here goes another one. Oh, he's bailing too. Same freaking thing. Pete and repeat. All of them's going to be doing it. I'll be stuck here forever. This is a show, boy. You talking about a show. This is a show.
I saw the video.
Yeah.
And basically, the cars, there's a huge traffic jam as people are waiting to go, you know, as the railroad crossing blocks traffic.
Yeah. And the train is moving.
They decided, like, okay, well, I'm not going to wait in this traffic. I'm going to do this 3-point turn and turn around and go the other way. But by doing that, all of these Waymos were blocking traffic for every car in
yeah.
every direction.
Yeah, I mean, they're blocking the lane going the other way.
I mean, I get it.
Because they were panicked.
The robots are doing what we feel like doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like, screw it. I'm just going to drive across somebody's yard and get out of this mess.
Maybe there's some sort of setting they could put on the Waymos, like the patience setting.
Right?
Like, don't panic.
Chill out, bro.
This is a thing now.
This
yeah.
is a disease that has been coined for concerts in the United States for 2026. Blue Dot Fever refers to when you go online to see if there's seats available to a show, and you see a sea of blue dots
showing
in the
open
stadium.
Seats.
Yep.
The
all those seats are available. Yeah, you can
wow.
buy as many as you want because nobody's buying tickets to concerts these days.
Isn't that something?
They're canceling their shows, their
right.
tours. They're shortening their tours. A couple of ones that were supposed to come to Nashville that were completely canceled by the artist, Meghan Trainor, Zayn from One Direction. Post Malone's show is going to happen.
Right.
He
said he's working on a new album, so he had to cancel some shows, but that's a little sus.
So he says. When you actually go to some of the shows that were canceled, you could have seen a sea of blue dots.
Wow.
The Pussycat Dolls, kind of a smaller act,
right.
but they canceled their tour completely, just like Meghan Trainor and Zayn. But they were the only ones that were actually honest about it.
About
said,
it's,
like,
it's blue dot fever.
We're not buying tickets.
Yeah.
Too many blue dots available.
Wow. It's because everything else is so expensive.
It's because
gas
it's so
and everything else. Yeah.
Everything else is expensive. Tickets are too expensive. People are still buying tickets to the really biggest shows ever.
Mm.
But any artist below those, tickets are not
yeah,
selling
like
well. We just can't
tier.
Afford it.
The B and C list stars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
There's a supplement called creatine that people are buying mostly at convenience stores connected to gas stations. A lot of people are taking it. They say it's for pain management, the things that it lifts your spirits and whatnot. The Tennessee legislature has voted now to ban it starting July 1st. Pending a vote and a signature from the governor. But I guess there's a lot of side effects. People are saying it's really dangerous. So maybe don't take pills that you buy at a gas station.
It's like gas maybe. Station sushi. Think twice about it. Maybe not the best option. Tennessee is celebrating because tomorrow is the first day of squirrel hunting season.
Woo! I didn't know squirrels were, I thought it was year-round you could shoot squirrels.
No.
Okay.
If you do it today,
all right,
you're a bad person.
Oh, no.
Tomorrow, totally legit.
All right.
But there are five species of squirrels in Tennessee, and you can shoot three of them. Two of them are protected species, and you can't hunt them. They are the southern and northern flying squirrel.
Ah.
So before you shoot your squirrel, check IDs first.
Make sure it can fly.
Make sure
it
it's the
fly.
Right kind of squirrel. If he can fly, you are outside the limit. Now, if you're shooting legit squirrels, they're okay. That we're asking for it.
they know what they did.
There's a bag limit. Care to take a guess how many?
How many?
Take a guess.
50.
Lower.
Okay, 10.
That is the limit.
10. Oh, 10 yeah. squirrels is all you can do.
11 squirrels? Right to the who's gal.
Speaking of flying, every year in Smyrna, they have the Great Tennessee Air Show.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe it was 10 years ago that Jeff Press, one of the captains of the Blue Angels, died during a crash during practice.
Yeah,
it was
that
10
was
years
awful.
Ago. And of course, they have his plane on display and a little memorial to him there right there in Smyrna. And I guess they're having an event coming up for the 10th anniversary of his death. But
It was such a sad thing.
Yeah.
I know people that worked not far from there and they were watching the test flights over the area when they watched him go down. It was just tragic.
Really sad. Yeah. Feeling good, like I should. It's pretty cool. So we wrap up prom season. A 17-year-old named Vaughn Williams decided he was going to commit to a promise he made when he was a little kid because his grandmother grew up in another country and had never gone to a prom. So every year he said, I'll take you to prom. And he did.
I come from Iceland, and we don't have prom in Iceland. I've always wanted to go to a prom. You know, watching American TV and, you know, all that glamour that goes with it. And, you know, for 14 years, he's been saying, yeah, one day I will take you to prom.
I was definitely excited. I mean, I've only been looking up to this moment since I was, like, 2 years old. So, like, it's a big deal for my grandma, and it's, like, I feel, like, very special.
Oh, my God, it's so special. We have such a special bond. I'm just taking every inch in and just enjoying every moment.
It's pretty cool. I like that.
That's so good. Usually prom promises don't even last past homeroom.
Right.
But his lasted for 14 years.
Amazing, yeah.
That's awesome. If you want to see the story, if you want to see Grandma and her grandson going to the prom, you can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page or to our website, totallyhitsnashville.com.
I'm a cowboy. On a steel horse I ride.
Woody and Jim in the morning, Totally Hits, 93.3. Also find us at 95.1 in Murfreesboro. We got that Friday thing going on. Okay, this is kind of interesting. You just brought this up a second ago.
Yeah, this is a lot of people were talking about this one pastor and kind of reporting that, this is a big deal because this guy named Larry Raglan, who's kind of a YouTube pastor.
Okay.
He had gone on his channel and he had said that a sitting member of Congress talked to a group of pastors, all religious leaders, to warn them that the government was about to disclose some stuff about aliens that they needed to prepare their congregations for because they weren't ready to hear it. He said this.
They are not ready for what is coming. The narrative that is coming, what they are going to say, they are preparing to tell us that they are from another dimension, that they are our creator, and that these beings, these aliens, whatever you want to call them, they were the ones that seated us here. There is no such thing as God. Jesus was invented by them. The Bible was invented by them. And begin to just say, listen, prepare the people for what is coming because they're not ready.
Wow, that's pretty overwhelming.
That is a big thing.
Yeah.
If it was real, which it is not.
Oh, no. Well,
because
I guess yay.
So this guy, he's out of Birmingham, Alabama, and he has had to issue a second statement saying, I want to own it, that none of that is true.
He just made it up.
He said it was just his own opinions. He actually named the congressman from Missouri, Representative Eric Burleson, didn't say any of those things.
Oh.
The guy just did it for...
for clicks.
He was aura farming, as the kids say.
No.
So now he has had to apologize.
All right.
So, kids, just don't make stuff up.
And don't believe pretty much 90% of what you hear on the internet.
Exactly.
Y'all have a great weekend. What are we doing?
I am going to the David Byrne concert tomorrow night.
Love him.
For David Byrne solo stuff and a lot of Talking Heads. I'm just so psyched for that.
Yeah.
That's at Ascend. My first time at Ascend.
It's beautiful.
I've never been before. So, we're going to be laying out on the lawn.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice vibe, and it's going to be a nice weekend for weather.
So yeah, gorgeous.
Cool.
Yeah. What are you doing?
We've got a softball game tonight. My granddaughter Charlie's going to be playing in. The Sugar Rush once again hits the field. And I may go purchase a porch goose for Mother's Day. Something I thought I'd never say, but I probably will. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. We'll catch you back here Monday morning.
Give your mom a goose.
Yeah, goose your mom.
That sounds weird.
Well, it is Tennessee.
Goose your mom. Goose your cousin, not your mom.
Love, don't judge. Goose your mom Sunday.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.